A lot of your talking points above, would you say that they're factual or just what you believe, like that you claim?
They're evidence-based beliefs. That's
Evidence-based beliefs. So
the
you
best
have
way that.
evidence. You have evidence for them, and then you form like a belief in like an opinion or a claim on them.
Yeah.
Right. So I think like evolution being true, I would just say maybe. Like I also think maybe not. Like
I would
I
say
think
almost certainly, but
how can it be
potentially
almost
not.
certainly if nobody was there? How can it be almost certainly if it came
It's
about
happening
in
right
this?
now.
All right, so you have seen somebody go from monkey to man in right now terms.
Evolution does not necessarily mean. So, evolution is many more things than just a species transforming, but nobody who actually understands biology would think that in the course of one organism's lifetime, you could watch a brand new species all of a sudden be born. That's silly.
So microevolution has a lot of merit, but the macroevolution idea of species generating and
Oh, you're
other
going to regret
species
that.
is pretty wild, right? Like,
No, you're going to regret that so much in like 45 seconds. So,
I can regret it
microevolution
now if you
happens,
want.
right?
Microevolution happens.
Do microevolutions ever stop happening?
I believe adaptation only goes so far as to not change an entire
So, do
species from one.
microevolutions ever stop happening?
To the degree of something literally becoming, like, adaptations are different than changing species.
Okay, we're not talking about adaptations at all. The question is, do microevolutions ever stop happening?
Microevolutions ever stop happening? I believe once the creature is dead, for certain. But let me just say this. When
That's
you, when you,
not how evolution works at all. So let's
well,
put
you
this a
just say
different
it's
way.
almost certainly true. Like evolution
Yeah,
has a.
we're getting there. So let's say we have a group of organisms and they let's just say there's like 100 of them and they reproduce and they have a whole bunch of offspring. There might be some differences in the offspring compared to the parents. They have microevolved, right?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Now those offspring that microevolved, they reproduce and have offspring. And they're going to be slightly different than their parents were too, right?
Yes.
So not only do they have
Probably.
the micro mutations that their parents inherited, they have their own new ones, right?
Wouldn't they still be the same exact species as their parents?
At that point, yes, absolutely. However, does that process ever stop happening? No, right?
I think like when you look at the, you
Okay,
know,
I
the degree
literally only
of.
need about 15 seconds to finish my thought here because we're going to change
Oh,
subjects
okay.
and I don't
I
want that
thought
to
you asked
happen.
the question, so
That
sorry.
process never stops happening. So, after we've had thousands upon thousands of generations and countless numbers of those micromutations have happened, then the idea that these descendants, thousands of generations later, would be a different species makes perfectly good logical sense.
I don't see how the micro adaptation, like a lot of times what you see is the creature that has the certain qualities, like where it's at, like locationally, it would make sense that that sort of creature with certain qualities would maybe survive better, like a white rabbit in the snow rather than the brown ones and, you know, the black ones or whatever, like they would blend in better to their surroundings. So then you'd see these adaptations over time as what survives best in the area does. But as far as a bunny deciding to grow wings and become a bird over time, I just don't see the species changing with those micro adaptations that occur.
So, if species did change over time, then what we, then there would theoretically be evidence of it, right?
So I would expect that throughout the fossil record, like you could dig up something and connect it beautifully, like all the way back, like in between stages type thing. But like it
Yeah,
when you
we have
look
plenty
at
of those. But
Well,
also,
but people say that, but when you actually look at the bone fragments that they have of these ape men or whatever, they're very, very sparse and not complete. And then they guesstimate and add in the rest of the skeleton. They elongate the arms. Whenever they show what it must have looked like, they make it a super hairy person. They have no way to know whether it was a super hairy person or not, but they do that. They fill in gaps. But when other people who believe differently about those bones fill in the gaps and actually recreate what they think all these fragments would look like, they can shorten the arms. They can elongate the femurs. They can actually make it look more human than what other people try to make it look more ape, the in between.
okay, so we could talk about that more, but what I was getting at is the absolutely undeniable fact that the oldest fossils we have are of living things that don't exist. But everything comes from, but those organisms from the distant past are the ancestors of organisms that live today. So if the species of today cannot be found in the fossil record in the distant past, that means the species of today didn't used to exist. But we come from the organisms of the past, which the fossil record clearly shows are different. Ergo, the species of today are the descendants of different species from the past. That's the
When you
only
argue the
thing the
past,
evidence shows us.
is that just, based upon the process that they came up with to carbon date rocks and say that this is how old everything must be? So therefore, when we dig around in the
Nobody would
dirt,
use
this is how
carbon
old.
dating to try to figure out how old a dinosaur fossil is, for example. But no, this was well understood in the 1800s, long before we had any clue how to date rocks absolutely through radiometric dating.
So,
These different eras you've heard of, like the Cretaceous, the Jurassic, the Triassic, the Cambrian, the Precambrian, the Devonian, the Carboniferous period, those were all given names a very long time, well over 100 years ago.
they were given names by people who decided to name them and make an assumption about them.
By people who objectively looked at the evidence using the scientific method.
And then they made an assumption, an assumptive guess about what that was and how it must have done, thousands of years prior, millions, billions, whatever they say. Like
If we're going to try to interpret evidence, we have to make some assumptions. But science
exactly.
actually
It's an
learns new
assumption.
things all the time. It's a
100%.
methodology that makes corrections.
Right.
Right.
I
So it's
agree with you.
based on evidence, and it's based on a depersonalized, secular, empirical methodology. And if we're going to try to figure out how something works, I think that's the best way to do it. What do you think the best way to do something is?
Experientially, I'm big into observation. So like I could live in a world, truthfully, I mean, I could live in a world where a bunch of people who had maybe more power or influence or, they collected the credentials that allow them to be the ones that everybody should follow and believe, may be wrong. And yet many people go through life and they say, well, there's an expert out there, so I'm just going to listen to the expert. And the expert would never lead me astray or be like corrupt or be inaccurate with the guesses they've made because they're clearly so intelligent. But in reality, they've lived the same amount of time on this earth as anybody else, and they're just as infallible as anybody else. So for me, when
Yeah,
I see something that
but
says,
they actually understand a process way better than the average person does.
likely in many cases that's true, but that's also an assumption to where when somebody proclaims
You can
himself an
test it
expert,
out if you want. I don't know
well,
if,
when so When
well,
somebody proclaims
perform your own
himself an
surgeries.
expert, and all the people that are in the like in the powerful places say these are the experts, submit to the experts, believe the experts, and they go one direction. But when you go to it, like it's very assumption based, the claims that they make. Like you can dig up anything and make a claim. And I agree with you that they're making claims and they're making really interesting claims and guesses and formulas and they're coming up with logical
So the way
like
science
ways to
works
try
is
to.
you have assumptions, but then you go out and you look for the evidence. And we don't hang on to assumptions when the evidence overwhelmingly tells us that our assumptions are false. Like,
I
if
think
scientific
that.
ideas had never changed, then you would have a point, but you don't have a point because science is a self-correcting process.
Well, for my personal I mean, I'm not the genius in the room, whatever, but I know I have a brain. I know I can think. I have logical thought processes like many people, and I know you're an intelligent fella, honestly. It's just like for me when I when I look around the world, like what I observe around me is always life coming from life. Like I don't see anything alive that doesn't first come from something else that is alive. And when
Yeah,
you
you do.
trace that back
You're doing
far
it right
enough,
now.
what do you mean?
You're doing it right now.
Doing what?
Okay, what does it mean that something is alive? Or what is life? Let's just say that.
Things that grow and can die.
That's what living things do, but what does it mean to be alive? Or what is life?
And that sounds like a philosophical question more than a scientific question, other than my answer that I just gave. Like things that
No,
grow and can die.
it's scientific. It's fairly well understood.
I mean, I just
Not to the
answered,
point
I
where we
guess.
can
I
just
just feel
make
like
it, but
a living thing can die and it can grow or it can,
so
change
what's
over
the difference
time in this
between
state.
being alive and being dead?
You're no longer growing. You're no longer, there's no life now
So
to adapt, like to
how is it that
change and
living things
forward.
grow?
How is it that living things grow? It seems like there's the process to where they ingest some sort of nutrients such as light, water, soil, and animals, obviously, and beings would eat some sort of sustenance and water
Right.
and
And so what do we
immunity.
do with those things?
What do you mean? What do we do with those things?
Well, we take in nutrients and what happens with them?
We ingest them, we take in the nutrients, and then we get waste out of the rest of it.
Would you say that a chemical reaction is alive?
I mean, I think I have chemical reactions inside of me. So, I mean, I guess that a chemical reaction can be a part of something that's alive.
Sure, but a chemical reaction isn't alive.
Yeah, I don't think that just the chemicals themselves, but I have certainly have chemicals, inside of me that do shit, thyroid, whatever. Like,
Sure. We'll just think of like a bacteria. So there's bacteria, and it's sitting there, and it just engulfed a sugar molecule, and it's going to break it down. It's going to do some rudimentary form of the Krebs cycle. Is the metabolism that the bacteria is doing breaking down the glucose, what it means to be alive, or what life is?
I think for me, it's just mainly the whole human, plant, animal, like we have like things that are alive in phylum of things that grow and then can die. Like that for me means life to me.
Okay, so I would not say that that chemical reaction is life, right? But what if all chemical reactions within a living cell ceased? Then it wouldn't be alive anymore. So apparently, life is chemistry. What makes an organism alive are all these non-living chemical reactions going on. So life actually comes from non-life all the time.
I'd have to say like when have we seen only chemicals ever exist and then life come about? Like for me, I see
Right
something,
now.
a thing that is actual legitimate, like a person walking down the street or a tree, and the tree only gives life to the other tree. Like a person only gives life to another person, an
A
animal
person
only
is
gives
just
life
an
to another
obligate
person.
symbiote of eukaryotic animal cells.
You're saying a person is just a what?
An obligate symbiote of eukaryotic animal cells.
Like you would greet somebody and say, "Hello, obligate and eukaryote." I can't say what you just said, but it's like, really? Is
I'm
that
a
what
little
you
bit
believe a
autistic,
person?
so I might do that one day, yeah.
No, you're fine. I that's just that was more words than I could even reproduce to spit back out at you. I guess it just for
Like
me, I.
we grow human tissue in petri dishes all the time. It doesn't require a brain or consciousness in order to be able to do that. Because what it means to be alive is just these chemical systems with inside cells.
Yeah, but where does that come from? Like for me, observationally, I see that a tree always comes from a tree, or a flower always comes from the prior flower, a person always comes from the prior person. Like I never see that, boron and blah 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 and junk, exploding or mixing makes a flower all of a sudden. Like it's always from a flower. It's always from the thing. life always
Yeah.
coming from the life
I
that
mean,
it came
how
from.
life came to be, I don't know how that would have happened, but because everything about what makes life possible can be boiled down to simple physical chemistry, then the explanation for where life originally came from would almost certainly, the answer would almost certainly lie in physical chemistry, which is
For me,
non-life. But non-life is
observationally,
what
I would
makes the
see a life
cell
at the beginning of
alive
it.
itself. Sorry, what?
Like, I would, like in most movies and shows and whatever, there's always that trope where they say, I need to find out who my parents are. You'll see that if you watch enough TV or whatever. Like, the show will literally go and they'll, superhero shows, a lot of my friends are into those. Like, I tried to get into some of them and, like, they're always like, my father's alive, my mother's alive. They want to search for their beginnings. And for me, I trace life back. And I can't see a point where it doesn't come from life. I can't see that the chemistry, the chemical whatever causes life. Like, that doesn't make sense to me because everything I see is life clearly coming from a fully developed life.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see the Great Wall of China get built, but the idea that Chinamen built it isn't such a ridiculous belief to me.
Oh, I'm not saying I'm not making an assumption. I'm just saying, so are you. Like,
Yeah.
we're both making
Okay.
assumptions. Like, we both
Well,
believe something.
yeah, but I don't find anything wrong with my assumption.
No,
Like,
I you're allowed to make your assumption. I'm not trying to attack you for believing something different.
well, I didn't. I wasn't claiming that I needed permission. I'm just saying I don't find anything illogical about my assumption.
You find something illogical about my observation that life always comes from another fully developed life form around me. To where, if I trace that
No, I didn't
back,
say that.
well, so you
I'm
also
only
think my
talking
point of
about
view
me.
is,
I'm not
you think
talking
my
about
point of
you.
view is also somewhat logical?
Yeah, but I mean, we aren't, your point doesn't really go anywhere though. I agree that every living thing comes from another living thing, but like
Right.
it's not the case that one day in this one part on Earth, there wasn't life, and then like in literally the next nanosecond, all of a sudden there was life. I don't think it would have happened that way. It's a process. It's kind of the same when organisms die. An organism doesn't die all of a sudden. It's a process, and it doesn't have any, there's no definitive point where something stops being alive, but it clearly goes from a state of being alive to a state of being dead. Now, we would have had, however, life appeared on this planet, it didn't go from dead to being alive. It went from there isn't any life to there is life. But I don't think it was like just literally the case that this one time when this one chemical reaction happened, now all of a sudden there was life on our planet. I don't think it would have been like that at all.
For me, I just like I told you, observationally, observational science, looking around me, seeing what is and tracing what is back to what was that I can't go back to, life always coming from life. And I feel like life would have to be at the beginning of it, more so than a chemical process that I don't even know why that would happen in the first place.
I mean, okay, but once again, that's all life is a chemical process.
I disagree. I mean, all I see around me is life of things that is actually fully developed life forms. We have plants, we have
Yes,
trees, we have
but
people, we have
every
animals.
single function they have is reduced down to physical chemistry.
I think it all works together to be life. Like, it's not one single burst of energy in the brain is life. I think it's all life. The whole being is life. The whole plant is life. The whole tree is life. And it always comes from another fully developed life form. When it is new and comes in, it's from something else that is
I mean,
alive.
sure. I feel like we kind of jumped topics there, although I'm not 100%
Well,
sure
I'm just
how it
trying to
happened,
stay
but
on my I this is something I feel passionately about. Like I said, I know I'm not a world-renowned genius, but like I have value. I'm me. I have an opinion. I have my whole life behind me that I've formed opinions on to where. It just is logical to me to look around and try to see what I'm in. Like, if I was suddenly blindfolded and thrown into, somewhere, and, or maybe I'm just blind and I want to figure out my surroundings. Like, if I'm wet or, there's water over me, okay, I'm in water. It's like I want to observe the things around me, feel the things around me, experience the things around me to make my conclusions about the past, not just listen to experts and sit there and act like the experts are infallible. Because even the Bible, I mean, for people that believe in that, like is just a collection of what people wrote, same as science, like it's claims people make, and then they give the reasons why they
But
make those
one based
claims.
on evidence.
Well, you
Scientists
say that. I
don't
mean, the
consider
Bible.
themselves infallible. That's
Well, the
like the.
Bible's claims literally are claims that you say one is based on evidence, the other is literally eyewitness testimony evidence. Like, how else are they supposed to pass down evidence from way back when unless they write it down in that day and age? It's not like they had camcorders.
We have no idea if any of those people ever wrote anything down.
It seems like there's pretty good reason to believe it's possible they did.
Well, it's obviously
'Cause
possible, but we don't have any evidence that they actually did.
isn't the book itself evidence that it's been maintained through Jewish faith and they carry it all the way forward? And then obviously Christian faith after? Like the fact that the book exists and still goes forward, like wouldn't that be something? Me and Betsy Ross had an affair, George Washington said to me. What is that?
Does this prove it?
I don't know what this is. Did he make a quote?
Yes, George Washington said this.
I mean it's his claim. I mean, is there good reason to believe that?
But you see, this isn't his claim. I wrote this and put his name on it.
Well, I have no idea. I mean, you're showing it to me. I was
But it's a
trying to.
whiteboard. George Washington did not write this.
Oh, no, obviously he didn't write that. I mean, I just don't know.
Right,
I've
that's
never
the
seen
problem
that
we have
before. I
with the
have no
Bible.
knowledge of
We
that
don't
quote.
have any writings from any person that's mentioned in the Bible at all. It
What
doesn't
are you talking
exist.
about?
So we don't know if they wrote anything.
Didn't they literally, like, biblically say, like, Moses put down Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers,
Yeah,
Deuteronomy, like he.
yes. I could say George Washington wrote this, but this whiteboard is not from 1798. So
So,
we can claim that Moses wrote the Pentateuch, which would be really silly because Moses dies in one of those books, so the idea that he wrote that doesn't really make any sense. We can claim that that's the case, but we don't have Moses's writings, and he almost certainly never existed anyways. But
why
we
would he
have no
never?
documents from the time in which he was alive, so we have absolutely nothing that can actually be attributed to him. It would be hearsay upon hearsay upon hearsay upon hearsay upon hearsay.
Like the fact that all these Jews have completely gone this direction for thousands of years based upon these writings, and then you say there's no chance that any of them were actually written by the people that are claimed to be written about?
I said we don't know if they were.
Yeah, so it's an assumption. They make an assumption, the same as people make an assumption on a science book, and they put forth a claim. They say there's evidence. They say there's
Yes,
eyewitness
but in
testimony
this
to these
case, we
things, and then
don't
they write it
have the
down.
evidence.
The evidence is literally the book that's been passed down for thousands of years.
The book is not evidence that Moses wrote anything down because we don't have any of his writings.
I don't know how that works. Like
This
you're
is
saying that the
not
Bible could not possibly be.
George Washington's writing. This is not proof of anything.
All right, so when something is called the book of, let's say, the book of John, you think there's no possible way John wrote the book of John?
I never said that, but we don't know. First of all, we have
So it's a
no idea
claim.
who we'd have no idea who wrote the Gospels, but we don't have
What do you mean we have no idea? It says the Gospel of John.
the God. Biblical scholars unilaterally, apart from maybe seven of them, agree that the Gospels are written by anonymous authors.
Okay, so some biblical scholars would disagree with what you just said because many people would say that
The
John wrote the
vast
Gospel of John.
minority of them think that.
Well, I mean, the vast minority, like, what are you talking about? Like, biblical scholar, like, where's that stat? Like,
Yeah.
the vast minority of people believe the Bible was written by the people that say they wrote the books of the Bible?
What?
Like,
Look,
who, where's that evidence? Like, that's just like
we
another
keep
claim.
flipping and like changing what we're talking about. All I'm saying is we don't have any documents from the so take any story in the Bible. We have no pieces of writing at all from the times of the stories that are in the Bible. Did that make sense?
I just don't know how a book is supposed to be passed down unless they write it and spread it and retranslate it and move it forward into society. Like, how is that supposed to happen?
I'm gonna give this to my children, and they'll give it to their children and their children, but that won't
You could do that
prove.
with the science textbook. Like literally, just because you write it
But
down and make a
science
claim.
deals in evidence. This isn't
And the
evidence.
evidence doesn't make it true. You just make a claim on it, and then the evidence is
Yes,
often.
which is why we need the scientific method, which is a process where we gather evidence.
So, like, I know you changed your background, but like, essentially, I was just kind of going down the list there. But like, when I look at it, I see claims that could be true and they could easily not be true. Because the
Yes, so
truth
what we should
is,
do is look at the evidence and establish what confidence we should have in the claim. And I have extremely good confidence in these claims because they are backed up by evidence. We could do the Great Wall of China again, right? Okay, so for the sake of argument, you believe it was built by Chinamen. I believe it was built by rhinoceroses. So let's
I
debate
don't
this.
believe it. I don't know much about the Great Wall of China. I know it's in China. I think they
Okay,
built it
well
to keep out the Attila
let's
the
just
Hun or something like
analyze
that.
our competing claims. I think it was built by rhinoceroses. You think it was built by people from China. So neither of us were there. Neither of us have any direct evidence in our hands. But does that mean that our ideas are equally likely?
Oh, definitely not, because I've
Definitely
never seen a
not.
rhinoceros build shit.
Right. So, like, a lot of these biblical claims or biblical stories or whatever, I mean, they claim miracles, which walking on water is less probable than rhinoceroses building the Great Wall of China.
But if it happened, let's just say, if you will allow me to, if it happened, how else would they tell you about it now other than just writing it down? How else
Correct.
could they
But there would
possibly
never
tell you?
be any good reason to believe it because it's literally less believable than rhinoceroses building the Great Wall of China.
It's okay, so you believe that rhinoceroses building the Great Wall of China
Is
is
more
le I
likely
think that's
than miracles
equally.
happening, yes.
I think that's equally likely as walking on water. Like, rhinoceros is
No,
building the Wall
absolutely
of
not.
China? That's
Absolutely
wild.
not.
That's a wild claim.
It does not require the complete suspension of all natural law in order for it to take place. Walking on water
Rhinos getting
does.
along and building a wall would be pretty damn miraculous.
It would not be a supernatural event that violated all known natural law, though.
I
Walking on
would
water would.
disagree, honestly. I think a lot more people would believe in God if they saw rhinoceros as building a. I
Walking on
would
water would.
disagree, honestly. I think a lot more people would believe in God if they saw rhinoceros as building a wall.
I
Like,
don't
that
know
would be
what kind of
wild.
religion that would be, but I
It would
might
be a strange
join.
one. It would
I
be a
might
strange
join.
one. Yeah, we could.
I
It would be
might
a strange
join.
one. It would
I
be a
might
strange
join.
one. Yeah, we could coin that. No, I think like I appreciate that you are a man that has reasons to believe and back up what he believes, and people that in books that he points to and ideas that he points to. I think my whole thing is just I don't believe that those are facts, and I don't believe that the Big Bang definitely happened. I think it could have. I just don't think it did. I think that
Okay, well, I think it
macroevolution
almost
could have
certainly
happened. I
did,
just don't
and
think it did.
evidence
Well,
is
that's
the
where we just
reason.
disagree and make different assumptions based upon what we have experienced, what we've seen, what
But I'm
we've.
pretty sure mine's based on the evidence.
But
Well,
there's no way to
I'm not a
prove that your
cosmologist, actually.
evidence is being correctly interpreted. So when you say something
Wait,
definitely
what?
happened, when you, there's no way to prove that your evidence says that the Big Bang definitely happened, like you put in your header.
Okay,
Definitely means
so.
definitely. Doesn't mean.
No. So if there is a true fact in the universe, we don't have to pick on anything in particular. But let's just say there is some true fact of the universe. Okay, if that true fact is really a true fact, and it would always be consistent, therefore, then if we figured out a reliable way of testing to figure out that fact, then we should always get consistent results when we try to analyze that fact, right?
It would be good to get consistent results if you're trying to say something happened, but what assumptions are you making to plug the numbers in to get those results. Like a lot
That
of times
the
they'll.
universe operates according to natural law. That's basically it.
So you have a formula that you can put something in and rewind time and say, yep, everything happened in this way.
Sort of. So, like, there's trees in my backyard. I could wait 1 year and see how tall the trees grow, and then I could estimate how long it took them to grow. Now, if somebody came along and was like, yeah, but you don't know that it didn't grow 50 feet in 6 seconds and then has just been growing slowly ever since then. Correct. I don't know that, but I don't think that that's a logical explanation.
When I look at things around me and I'm trying to age the things around me, you can always age the things in your lifetime, or maybe the things in your father's lifetime, and maybe the things in your father's father's lifetime. But as you go far enough and far enough back, you just can't actually make a substantive claim that is without a doubt true about the origin of the
I've
universe
never
like that.
claimed absolute knowledge about
Well, you said
anything.
definitely. You said it definitely happened
I said
in your
almost
header.
definitely.
Does it say almost definitely?
It says the
You
Big
look,
Bang
go.
happened.
It says the Big Bang definitely happened on your header, I'm pretty sure.
It doesn't say definitely. It says
Well, let's just throw
happened.
it up. Let's see.
Okay.
I just
I
want
know
to
what
see
it
it.
says.
I thought it said definitely happened.
It doesn't say definitely. There.
Okay, the Big Bang happened.
Yeah.
I just don't believe it did, but I think it could have.
That's fine.
I think you have reason to believe that it could have, and I have reason to believe it didn't have happen. But it's just like, that's the thing. I don't like it when people throw out. See, if you would admit that these are beliefs based on evidence that could possibly be false,
I've said
I would.
that.
Well, when you're saying that it could possibly be false, I'm saying what I believe could also possibly be true. And
Yeah.
when you talk about evidence and this and that, like you talk about how you throw out that the Bible was, there's biblical scholars that don't think it was written by the people that say what it was written by. Well, there's a lot of people that just don't like the Bible, period. So they take a lot of joy just to look at it and just scoff and say, yeah, I read the whole thing. It's not likely written by the people who actually say they wrote it. So it's like that's hearsay. That's another claim about something that, for me, experientially, like having read it, like I just come away with a sense of, wow, like people are really, really valuable, and I want to love people. Like I want to treat everybody really, really well in the way that I would want to be treated. That's the takeaway I get from the book.
Okay, that's fine. I'm gonna go to a different guest, but I just want to say one thing real quick because this kept getting brought up earlier. Earlier when I was saying we don't have any writings from anybody, any of the direct writings from anybody featured in any book in the Bible, you kept saying, so you think it's impossible that anybody wrote it. No, I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is we have absolutely no documentation. First, like firsthand documentation of any of those stories.